I think there's definitely things that we can change in this city, for sure. For example, the busking laws and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like over there, they love buskers. I mean, that's part of the attraction. You can't go there and not expect to see. You'd be disappointed not to see any performers or painters or, you know, card reader, palm readers and stuff. You know, and I think I used to do some busking. Well, I still do. I still do a lot of busking. Mm-hmm. But a couple of times I was busking. Like I had people come from out of town, and they come up and they're like, oh my god, like we're so happy to see you. Like I was playing accordion, and then I'd have my guitar player, or bajo sexto and upright bass and stuff. And they would say something like, you know, we were really expecting to come over here to San Antonio and see all these accordion bands, conjunto bands in every corner, in every bar, you know. And people just dancing and stuff everywhere, uh-huh. the flaco and stuff, and you know, and I was like, I wish it was like that. Yeah. I would love that so much. But they're like, we asked around, where do we find accordion music, tejano music, and even like the locals. And I've told my friends the same story, and they're like, man, I wouldn't know like where to send anybody, like to go spot, you know. You know, there's a few spots, but it's definitely not as big as it used to be. You know, which is sad, because that's San Antonio's the conjunto capital of the world.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's something, you know, metal capital too as well, I believe. Still, I don't know.
I would believe that too.
I don't know, we're competing for that still, but definitely still a conjunto capital.